Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios, the voice of the Tri-Counties. With me this morning, I have with me Melanie Fessler. Melanie, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, Melanie, listeners, she won a big award. Here is a teacher at Jersey Community High School. And she's actually, her title is digital coach. And we'll get into that because I know there's a lot of people go, digital coach? Didn't know they had a digital coach. Well, they do. And she's a good one. She's so good. She won the Meritorious Award through the Illinois State Board of Education. And they just don't hand that out like popsicles. So you gotta do something. You gotta be somebody to do that. And we had Sarah Pranger in here a day or so ago, and she was also a award winner. So we got some good teachers here in Jersey community. And I know we got some good ones over in Calhoun and Greene County too, but these guys brought home some hardware, and you gotta like that. So, Melanie, I understand that you came from Carrollton.
Yes.
Yes.
I grew up in Carrollton, still live there. I love Carrollton, and I love Jersey County, so it's a great place to grow up and work.
So you used to wear green a lot.
I did.
Now you've had to switch to blue.
I have a lot more blue. Been here a long time.
Do you have any green at all? You got any?
I do have. I had a green shirt on yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, but I don't have a lot of green gear. My daughter's out of high school, so.
Okay. Okay. Did your daughter go to Carrollton?
Yes, she did.
Oh, so you lived in Carrollton for a while.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so you've been teaching. You've been in the teaching biz for 30 years.
Yes, I've taught for 30 years. I started in North Greene, where my dad taught his entire career. Uh-huh. So I started there, and then I transferred to the middle school here in Jerseyville.
What's your maiden name?
Butler. Butler's Dairy Bar. I don't know if you ever heard of that. My grandparents owned Butler's Dairy Bar, so.
Was that in...
In Carrollton.
Butler's, I'm sure.
Right on the corner there. It's still open, the dairy bar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not called Butler's anymore.
No.
What is it called, do you know?
It's just Dairy Bar as far as I know.
Just corner spot.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But. That's been there for a while.
Yeah.
A long time. Anyway, you're married.
Yes.
And happily married.
Oh, yes, of course.
What's your husband's name?
My husband is Tim Fessler. And he's from the Jersey County Dow area.
Okay. All right. And you have any children?
I have one daughter, Ashley.
Ashley?
And okay. She lives in Washington, D.C.
Oh, well, that's impressive. Yeah. Washington, D.C. What's she doing in D.C.?
She's an accountant. Oh. She works for KPMG Accounting.
Really? Does she like D.C.?
She loves D.C.
She loves it?
Yep.
Huh. Okay. Well, my two girls, you know, they live in St. Louis, and they love St. Louis.
Yes,
you know.
The city life is they love the a little city different life. Than we're used to. I don't care.
Me, myself, I like it around here. I don't want the traffic and all right. The hubbub. I like this. I'm a little more laid back.
Yeah, I think it's just what you're used to.
Yes. So, you are the digital coach.
Right. We have two digital coaches in Jersey County.
Yeah.
And... Jill Lamer is the other one. We work together, and we help everybody with their technology needs. So we help teachers, and we go in and help students. So when we work with K-12, so from the kindergarten students up to the high school students.
So tell me about it. Tell me about digital coaching, because when I was a kid, they never had digital coaching. You know. So, and in fact, this is the first I ever heard about digital coaching. So, come on. Tell us the A, B's, and C's. What goes on?
The role started when Mr. Settles was our superintendent, and we decided to go what's called one-to-one, where students had their own devices. And we did that at the middle school through the high school, and everybody had their own device. We had to help the teachers make sure they can implement that in their classroom, mm-hmm. how to use it, best practices with it, and why we were doing it. So that's what we started with. We have a lot of online curriculum. So I do a lot with helping, making sure their curriculum is working and every student has the curriculum they need and that. And then...
Okay, just on that point, you were running around like crazy when you first started this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine. How did you, I mean, you're up, you're down, you're over here, over there, got to go to this other classroom. I mean,
were you just had to keep your schedule and just go do what you needed to do. Yeah, that's just.
So.
Never do I have 2 days the same. So that's kind of nice. You just, and sometimes what you plan for the day is not what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I think that's true about everything.
Yeah.
I know it's true in the radio business. That's for
definitely.
Sure. You come from what kind of background? Because whenever you went to school or, you know, over 30 years ago, I don't think you didn't take any digital classes, did you?
I did not. I went in education. I'm actually an elementary education major with a minor in mathematics, so I could teach high school math. And that's what I ended up doing. I taught middle school and high school math. Uh-huh. And then I transferred to being a digital coach. But my master's is in instructional technology.
I see. Now, when you taught math, did you like teaching math?
I love teaching math, and I still get to do it, so I help with after school.
What do you love about teaching math?
I love seeing the light turn on, helping kids feel successful and not just beat down, just see the positives in the math. And
you know, I told you earlier before this interview that I actually taught school for a while. I taught for a few years at the Catholic school over in Hardin at St. Norbert's, and I taught all the subjects, religion, social studies, reading, math, the whole bit. I was in science. And of all the classes that I taught, math was my favorite. And the reason it was my favorite was because with math, you don't have to, didn't have to like read the history, you know, like, you know, you get history, you got to read the chapters beforehand, other things you have to prep and read. With math, no prep. You just show up, you go, okay, open up your books, we're going to do this. And then you, like you say, you know if they got it. There's no faking it. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, but I do love coming up with new ideas and ways to teach it to help kids feel interested in it and maybe apply it to their life. That would be
the
goal that I have.
So with this digital coaching, do you like gather them up in a corner and you say, okay, guys, this is what we're going to do?
I do a lot of professional development trainings and helping with whatever new technology is out or whatever we're implementing.
Oh, so you help the adults too?
Yes.
Are they easier or harder than the kids?
You never know. Some days they're easier because they're really excited about it, and other days not so much. So it just depends on the topic.
Okay.
Some topics are just not fun, like testing or things like that.
Could you come out and coach us out here at the radio station?
I don't know. I could try. Try. I do have fun parts. Like we take robots. Jill Lamer, that works with me, has kind of implemented robots. We start at kindergarten and we work our way up with different types of robots. And,
really?
Yeah. And I have a class set of drones, so we get to go into classrooms and we program those and code them, and then they fly. So I just did that in ag, and I'm getting ready to go to geometry class at the high school and implement that.
So on those drones, you take them outside and fly them, right?
We actually can fly them inside. They're small little drones, and we code them till we usually make a path and come up with angles and distances, and then they fly them.
Wow. That is really cool.
Yeah.
What else you do? Tell me more.
We have a lot of robots, so we do a lot with robots. And like in the kindergarten classroom, Mrs. Lamer's program, the kids are not on their devices. That's kind of a big deal. They have little mats that these robots follow, color-coded, and they make a path and do things. So just a lot of programming and thinking and logic that's going to help them later, even when they get to algebra, because they have those kind of that step-by-step process down, so I'm hoping.
Do you have any advice or opinions that you would share with parents raising children as far as digital devices go?
I think it's a big deal to not constantly be on a device. And even though I love technology, I mean, obviously that's my job, but we have to be careful. We want kids to still be reading and interacting and getting those skills they need in life that we all need to teach our kids. And we learn those by eating with our parents and not having our phones out and just having conversations with our kids.
I think so too. I think being able to communicate, you know,
big deal.
It's kind of getting to be a lost art, you know. The other thing that I've noticed, you know, just because when I had George's, was there for 7 years, we did a lot on blackboards. You know, we'd put the different specials on blackboards. And a lot of the young people could not print, or, you know, they just couldn't do it. They, you know, I go, I need you to put this on blackboard. I mean, it looked like, you know, honestly, it looked like a first or second grader would do it. And I go, oh my God, you need to practice here. Write this out. But there were some people, some especially girls, the ladies. Now, some of them could really print well, but some of the guys, not so good, not so much.
I think you have to really care. And I'm more like those guys. I write pretty quickly, and you may not be able to read it, but I know what is there. So okay. That's kind of a problem that I have. I need to slow down and take... But you could make it more legible.
But you could do it if you want to.
Oh, certainly. Yes. Certainly.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think a lot of us are like that. Yeah. But, what do you do for fun?
I do a lot of reading. I read a lot of books and I travel. My daughter and I are actually planning a trip this summer. We're going to go to the Olympics in Paris. So.
Really? How exciting.
Yeah, we are excited.
Yes.
Hopefully it's not too crowded or crazy. I'm a little nervous. She's more excited. I'm a little nervous.
So you have everything booked, ready to go?
For the most part. We have our flight there, but we don't have a flight back. So we'll have to get on that.
You could be staying there for a while.
I don't think we can afford to do that, but...
And you're going to be right in Paris.
Yes. And we have one of our events is right under the Eiffel Tower. So I get sand volleyball that we have tickets for.
What else do you have tickets for? Anything else?
I know there's an equestrian. She's gotten all the tickets. You have to go on and bid and get tickets. Like, it's really a lot. So she's done all the prep work. She's our planner. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
What else you got going? I noticed this. I'm just looking at on my notes here. Explain it to me. I know you're involved in BTB. What is that?
So at the high school, we have Beyond the Bells, which is an after-school program and a before-school tutoring program where we have enrichment, plus we also have tutoring. So I do tutoring before and after school at the high school, especially in math, but with any subject, just helping kids maybe get back on track and not get so behind.
I see. And I understand you also teach summer school as well.
I do.
You teach... what grades?
Well, I the last few years I've done middle school, summer school, and it's a great program. We start the morning with working on math and reading skills, and then we get to do an enrichment project with STEM and robots, lots of stuff that's I'm really excited about. So that's, I really enjoy summer school.
Yeah, that does sound exciting. It sounds really good. Anything you'd like to add to this interview, to your listeners out there?
I work in a great district, and I really enjoy working. We have just amazing teachers in Jersey County. It's just, they make my job a whole lot easier, and so don't the administrators. So I just appreciate working in Jersey County.
Have you experienced non-amazing teachers in your lifetime of teaching? You've been doing it for 30 years.
You definitely meet and do, but I am just so impressed with what we have here. So everybody should be proud to send their kids to Jersey 100.
Why do you think that's so? Why do we have such good teachers here? And I think we do also. I think
it's just that passion. They care, and we're like a family. You go into Grafton School, and it's just a big family there. And that same thing, you go to the middle school, and they really, really care. I went to a meeting there Monday, and everyone was planning and working together. It's just, it's great to work with such a great team.
Well, that is... so good to hear. And again, congratulations on your Meritorious Service Award from the Illinois State Board of Education. And you have a great rest of the season, or the rest of the year, and a great summer. It looks like you got a great summer coming on, too.
Yes, we do.
And we'll see you around. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.